所以我感觉这个阶段怎么样传到我身上一样。
For JoJo's six-month appointment, the doctor mentioned that we should consider seeing a physical therapist because she had low muscle tone.
当我女儿JoJo 也六个月的时候，我们去看医生，医生建议我们去看这个物理治疗师，因为他们发现这个 JoJo 好像有点肌肉无力。
I was not at an appointment, but Tiff came home and told me about it.
我并没有去这个医生的诊断，但是我后来的这个我的妻子告诉我这个事情。
And then later that evening, we had a friend who was also a doctor. We had dinner with them.
后来晚夜的时候，我们也正好吃晚饭，和一个朋友，他也刚好是一个医生。
And she said, "You should really go see this physical therapist." Because maybe this low muscle tone is a sign of cerebral palsy.
他建议我们真的要去看看这个物理治疗师，因为他说有可能这个肌肉无力是一个大脑瘫痪的一个症状，就是所谓脑瘫这个症状。
So I had no idea what cerebral palsy was.
我真的不知道这个脑瘫是怎么回事。
So I looked online.
So.就在网上找一些资料。
And apparently, it's some sort of disconnect between the nervous system and the muscular system, so the muscles may not get used as much or as properly.
好像这个在脑瘫和这个肌肉之间真的有个什么关系，就是肌肉没有用到足够的使用。
But I kept looking, and I made this mistake of internet self-diagnosis.
我看的越来越多，好像我就犯了一个这个网上自我诊断的这个错误。
So I started looking at symptoms that maybe a child with cerebral palsy may have.
我就找这个小，如果小孩子有这个脑瘫，他可能有的症状是什么样子。
If you ever looked in the internet for health issues, you tend to get worried over many things.
当你在网上看到这些资料的时候，感到越来越担心。
I was reading random internet articles that convinced me that our child may have a mild form of this cerebral palsy.
网上这些文章看了之后，让我有点相信我的小孩是不是真的有一点轻微的脑瘫。
I was convinced that her drooling may be a sign that she can't control her muscles. She was 6 months old.
她感觉她这个有点流口水，好像是她这个肌肉不能控制自己的原因。这个六个月的小孩。
And then I read that maybe children 6 years old can't discern right-handed or left-handed at this time.
他知道这个小孩子到六个月的时候，他不能显示出左手还是右手的这个是左撇子右撇子这个。
So I kept throwing things at her, seeing which hand she'll use to deflect the objects away.
所以他就会扔这个物品给这个 Joy C.看他用哪个手去接那个东西。
And then she kept using her right hand. I'll be worried that she's showing right-handedness too early, and this was a sign also.
如果他总是用他的右手去接的话呢，我可能就比较担心，因为说明他左手可能有点问题。
And I will watch her every move to see what she does. What hand she uses to pick up stuff, which hand she uses to push things away.
所以他会看着他女儿每一个动作，看他用什么手去接东西，用什么手去放东西。
I became very obsessed and worried.
他整天对这个事情已经是非常非常担心。
And to make things worse, the physical therapist was the appointment was a week away.
事情更麻烦的是这个到去看这个物理治疗师的治疗，这个约定是下个一个礼拜之后，所以他一个礼拜之后。
So every night I looked online for different symptoms and different possibilities.
所以每天晚上他就在网上找啊各种各样的这个症状。
By the end of the week, I could no longer function. I would stay up all day, all night, thinking about possible problems.
到了这个快一个礼拜结束的时候，他已经感觉已经彻底崩溃了。
I watched every move that she made.
他看他女儿每个动作。
And when she went to bed and lights go out, I would lie in bed worrying.
到了晚上熄灯的时候，他躺床上还是担心。
I remember one day I finally woke Tiff up at 3 a.m. saying, "I can't sleep. I'm too worried."
他记得有一天早上三点钟醒来，跟他太太说我没法睡觉。
And Tiff brought me to this verse that we read today.
Tiffany 就跟他提到这个经文，今天他要。
And she showed me how it's sinning by worrying.
她告诉她，你担心其实也是一种罪。
You see, worry robs us of joy and contentment in our lives.
这个担心呢，把我们的这个喜乐和满足从我们生活中夺去了。
And I think this is why Paul starts off the section about worry with two commands that are almost impossible to keep by themselves.
这就是我想为什么这个保罗在 教导这个忧虑之前呢，用一两条命令开始。
We go to the next slide, please. Alright. So the two commands: rejoice and be known for gentleness.
两条命令是一条是喜乐，另外一条是要谦让。
So it's kind of weird to command someone to be happy, to be joyful.
听起来好像很奇怪，你要命令一个人要喜乐。
And he emphasizes this by calling us rejoice two times here, and he uses the word always.
他这里用了两次这个让我们喜乐，而且用了一个词叫常常喜乐。
And when we read the book of Philippians, we know this is one of the major themes in the book, to have joy.
我们知道在这个腓立比书的一个主要中心的题目，中心的意思就是说在苦难中喜乐。
Yeah, especially joy in the midst of suffering.We are called to rejoice in all, in every circumstance.
所以，要求我们在苦难中喜乐，就是在所有的情况下都会保持一个喜乐的心。
We're not to rejoice in the circumstances, but we're to rejoice in the Lord in every circumstance.
我们不会因为我们的这个境况，这个境况去喜乐，而是因为主在主中我们找到喜乐，因为能找到喜乐。
We know that life would offer things that are difficult to rejoice in.
我们知道在生活中面可能各种各样的问题，可能不一定让我们有喜乐。
There are circumstances in life that we ought not to be joyful, that we ought not to be joyful because of the circumstances, but we are to be joyful despite the circumstances.
有时候我们碰到一个各种各样的这个境况，我们不一定让我们有很多喜乐，但是。我们还是要在这种各种情况下保持喜乐的心。
We continue to rejoice because in the Lord we rejoice. The Lord does not change.
因为在主里面我们找到喜乐，因为神是不会改变的。
His promises does not change.
他的应许是不会改变的。
We have a sure salvation in Christ. We have a sure future in Christ.
我们有这个得救的保证，有耶稣的保证。
So in this present time of suffering, we can always rejoice.
所以在这个苦难中，我们可以总是保持喜乐。
The second commandment he gives here is to be known by your gentleness.
第二个命令他给我们这里就是说要大家谦让。
This word gentleness is sometimes translated reasonableness, and it's the attitude of yielding to others.
这个谦让有时候被翻译成这个合理。或者是愿意顺服他人。
There's really no good one good English translation for this word, and I'm not even sure if we have a good concept of this word in our culture.
真的没有一个很好的这个翻译的这个词来说。
In this sense, I mean, the idea is to not insist on every right by the letter of the law.
这个意思就是不要去坚持你每一个你应该的权益一样，在法律上规定的那个权益。
This idea of selflessness, of yielding and gentleness and kindness,
是一种无私的，是一种愿意顺服他人。
This is the exact opposite of what we teach. Many of us teach our children, or what we learn in school, to stand up for your rights.
这个和我们这个通常文化中我们教育的我们要。争取你的权益，这个文化完全是格格不入的。
We are taught to demand our rights.
我们被经常教导到我们要争取我们的权益。
We think justice has full retribution when someone wrongs us.
我们认为这个公义就是说，当有人对我们不公平的时候。
If our neighbors are too loud late at night, we call the police.
如果我们邻居太吵晚上，我们会叫警察。
If the kids who are playing venture into our backyards.And step on prized roses, we feel justified to blame the neighbors that they don't know how to train their kids.
如果我们看见邻居的孩子跑到我们的后院把我们的玫瑰花踩坏了，我们就抱怨邻居说他没有教好孩子。
How can we live in this kind of culture and still be reasonable and gentle?
我们怎么样在这种文化中生活仍然保持这个合理和谦让的态度呢？
How can we turn the other cheek when we're wronged?
我们怎么能够转过我们的脸？顺服他人呢？
This attitude of rejoicing in being gentle is hinges on this one phrase: the Lord is near.
这个谦让的这种态度是完全和一个我们的一个神近了这个 信息是有关系的。
The Lord is near speaks of two things.
主已经近了，讲了两个意思。
It first speaks of Jesus being with us today, being near with us today.
首先是讲耶稣和我们今天在一起。
It also speaks of his promised return to be fully with us.
另外一个意思就是说他答应我们要将来要重新要回来。
It is God's goodness.That we can stand and be reasonable people, that we don't need to demand every right.
这也是就是说是神的良善，让我们可以不会去那么的要求别人。
It is His goodness that we can afford not to stand up for our own rights, but also rejoice during the times of suffering because we know God is good.
也是因为主的神的良善，我们就可以在任何情况下都保持一个喜乐的心。
Paul goes on and says, "Do not be anxious for about anything."
Paul, 这个保罗继续告诉我们说，不要忧虑，不要焦虑。
Can we go to the next slide? Okay. He says, "Do not worry." He said, "Pray."
他说不要担心，而是要祷告。
You see, the Lord is near, so instead of worrying, we ought to pray.
因为主已经近了。
This is
因为不要去担心，而是要祷告。
This is a solution for us to rejoice and be reasonable.
这是我们解决方案，就是我们怎么样合理。
To rejoice and to be reasonable, we must stop worrying about everything.
为了喜乐和这个合理，我们要停止祷告，停止忧虑。
We need to change this worry into trust.
我们要把这个担心转变成相信。
What is worry?
什么是担心呢？
Worry is really looking forward to a future and being uncertain about it.
担心真的是你当你看到未来，你不确定未来的方向。
Rather than trusting God to provide, trusting God's goodness, we look in the future and we worry.
当我们相信神的时候，我们相信未来他会我们安排一切。
When I worry about Georgia's condition, I'm not doing anything about the worry. I'm just uncertain. I don't trust God for the future. I don't trust that He is good.
当我为这个女儿 Georgia 的这个病担忧的时候呢，我其实就不相信是真的，因为我对她未来没有信心。
And this is why worry is a sin. It's the essence. Worry is not trusting in God.
所以为什么说这个担心是一种罪？因为担心是不相信神的一种表现。
And Paul here commands us to rejoice, and we can't do that if we're worried. He calls us to be reasonable. We cannot do that if we're worried.
人就不会如果我们一直担心的话呢，我们就不会有这个足够信心。
So now he says, instead of worry, here's what you ought to do.
不是担心，而是告诉我们怎么去做。
You ought to pray.
你应该去祷告。
Let's go to the next one. All right. Rather than worry, we ought to pray. And here's the verse. He says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known, made known to God."
不要担心，因为一无挂虑，因为凡事只要借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你所要的告诉神。
Paul uses a number of words for that idea of praying. He uses prayer, supplication, thanksgiving, and request. All those can be grouped together under the idea of prayer, praying to God.
保罗这用了这么一些词：祷告、祈求。还有恳求，还有感谢，这些词都可以放在一起。
Supplication is to ask God for something.
祈求就是向神恳求一些东西。
Request to request God for something, and prayer is a more generic term. And then thanksgiving is that you're giving thanks.
感谢就是给神感恩。
So we can kind of group it in two parts. Supplication and petition and thanksgiving are the two main groups, two main parts of this prayer that we're supposed to have with God.
祈求恳求是一部分，另外一部分是这个感恩是另外第二个部分。Yeah.
So supplication and request is looking forward to the future. It's future looking, just like worry is future looking. Supplication and request is future looking.
祈求是一个向前面看，看未来的这个方向。
And so looking forward and being uncertain, we look forward in trust when we ask God to provide.
当我们看到前面的时候，我们相信神会供应我们。
So when we pray and give requests to God, we're doing something contrary to worry, opposite of worry.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就不会担心。
We know we acknowledge that God is our provider.
我们就承认神是我们的供应者。
When Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he asked that God the Father would provide us our daily bread.
当耶稣教我们怎么祷告的时候，他告诉我们，神是我们每天的供应者。
We further know that Jesus provides us a salvation and sanctification.
另外我们也知道，耶稣给我们永生和这个成圣的。
And just as His Creator, He also sustains the whole universe. God provides everything. God puts everything in its place.
神也是整个宇宙的创造者和维护者。
When we think of supplication and petitions, there's a connection to being satisfied, satisfaction.
当我们祈求和祷告的时候，我们就会很满足。
There's a satisfaction that God with what God gives us.
这种满足是来自于神的。
We can be gentle. We don't need to be selfish because God provides for us.
我们就不需要自私，因为神已经。
We don't need to fight endlessly for our own rights. We're able to yield to others because we trust that God will provide for us. Thanksgiving then is the reflection of God looking back.
感恩呢是我们往后看。
Whereas petition and request are looking forward to God's petition, God's provision, Thanksgiving looks back that God has provided.
祈求呢是我们往前看，这个感恩的话是我们往后看。
We know that God will provide for our future because He has been faithful to our past.
我们知道神为我们将来的一切提供，因为他过去对我们一直都是很好。
And once again, this Thanksgiving is for all occasions, whether in good or in bad circumstances.
这个感恩感谢是在所有的情况下都不是不管是好的时候还是不好的时候。
Thanksgiving is also tied to rejoicing.
感恩也是和喜乐是连在一起的。
We give thanks to God because He's good.
我们感谢神，因为神本是良善。
He's always good.
他永远是良善。
Circumstances may be bad and may be hard, but God is always good.
就是各种情况可能会改变，可能好的也可能不好的，但是神是永远是。
No matter how gloomy the situation is,
不管这个情况多么糟糕
Paul's writing this letter from prison.
保罗从狱中写信
His readers may be persecuted.
他的读者可能有的是被逼迫
We who read this book may be going under various trials.
他们有些可能是甚至被在审判
But we're called to rejoice always. There's always something to be thankful for.
但是他们被要存一颗感恩的心，永远都是感谢，而且有存感恩的心。
This is not wishful thinking or unreasonable optimism.
这并不是说是一厢情愿的想法，或者说不合理的乐观。
This Thanksgiving is rooted in history and is rooted in the goodness of God.
这是来源于我们神的良善。
The full display of that goodness of God appears on the cross.
神的良善在十字架上得以完全的显现。
When Jesus Himself died for our sins.
神为我们死在十字架上。
And even in this church, every month, and we will again today take part in communion to remember that and to thank God for this sacrifice.
在我们教会，我们也每个月都有这个圣餐的纪念，主在十字架上的死。
So there's one problem, the problem of unanswered prayers.
这现在有一个问题，关于这个祷告的问题。
The reality in life is sometimes we pray, and our prayers are not answered the way we want them to be answered.
在现实生活中我们经常祷告，但是我们发现我们祷告有时候并没有被 像我们希望那样被回答。
All of us have prayed for a loved one who's sick, only to have God take this loved one away.
我们经常祷告对一些家人的病人得病的祷告，但是发现后来他们还是离去了。
Or for a job, for us to keep a job that we end up not able to keep.
或者我们为我们的工作祷告，但是还是丢了工作。
Or applying to a college and not able to get in.
或者申请一个大学，但是还是不能录取。
But I think a right view of Thanksgiving and the perspective that God answers our prayers will help us in understanding what it means when we have prayers that are not answered.
但是我们理解这个如果有这个感恩的心，从这个角度来看它，我们就理解为什么当我们的祷告没有被回答的时候。
Recently, I'm reading a book called Praying Backwards.
最近我读一本书叫做向后祷告。
Yeah. The idea is that we pray in Jesus' name.
这个我们当我们赞美当我们以耶稣的名来祷告的时候。
And it's not just that we pray in the power of Jesus, we pray for his will.
我们不仅是求他的这个大能，而且是要求他的这个神的意念。
When we make petitions and requests for God, we're not telling God we want to be God.
当我们跟神求的时候，我们不是跟神说我们想成为神。
But rather that we trust that He is God and that He is good and hears our request to the good God.
而是我们相信神是良善的，神是好的。这是我们的这个祈求，交给神的命情。
We let God answer our prayers according to His schedule and His means.
我们让神来回答我们的这个祷告，以他的时间，以他的方式。
So when something seems like an answer and a prayer that's not being answered, we trust God that He has been good in the past and He will continue to be good for us in the future.
So, when our prayer has not been answered, we trust God because He has been good for us in the past, so He will continue to be good for us in the future.
If you remember in Genesis, we hear about the story of Joseph. He was sold to slavery, and he says at the end to his brothers,Genesis 50:20, you intended to harm me, but God intended for good to accomplish what is now being done in the saving of many lives.
在这个创世纪这里头，大家还记得这个约瑟的故事，他被卖为奴隶嘛？神是他本来是一个不好的事情，但是神从这个事情其实实现了很多美好的他的计划。
You see, I wonder if he was in the well being sold to slavery, he was praying to God that.Maybe his brothers will have a change of heart.
他当被卖为奴隶的时候，他可能也深深祷告，他希望这个神能改变他的兄弟们的心意。
But in answering his petitions and his requests, God chose a different way.
但是神用了不同的方法。
And then now, years later in the future, he looks back and realizes that what they intended for harm, God has meant for good.
但是很多年之后，当他回过头来看的时候，他发现这个，他们本来是认为坏的事情，后来神把它变成好的事情。
So in Thanksgiving, he understood more of what his petitions were. God answered his prayers even more looking backwards in Thanksgiving.
所以很多时候，当我们往回看的时候，我们能理解这个神的意思是什么。
God in His providence knows how to answer our prayers.
神知道怎么样回答我们的祷告。
He knows how to answer our prayers even better than we think.
他知道怎么样回答我们的祷告，比我们知道的更好。
For some unanswered prayers, God may show us in the future why He answered them the way He did.
他会显示我们为什么他会用不同的方式来回答我们的祷告呢？
And for those giving thanks, help us realize that God will continue to.Be good to us in the future.
如果你的祷告得到回答的话，你会进一步相信神的将来会保证你的将来。
There are also times where God may not answer our prayers, and we may never find out why.
有的时候我们可能发现神没有回应我们的祷告，我们也找不到为什么原因。
But then those times we must trust God that He is still good and He is in control and He directs everything by His providence.
在这个时候我们还是要相信神，因为一切都是他的掌控之下，他会给我们安排。
If you think about Job and his children dying,
或者你们讲这个约伯的故事。
Yeah. He, God never revealed to him why his children died in the first place.
神从来没告诉他为什么。
In fact, God tells him God just displays his sovereignty. God speaks out of the wind and says, "Who are you to question what the Almighty God does?"
神告诉他你是有什么资格来问我这些问题呢？
So when we look at prayer and supplication, when we look at thanksgiving, I think we have an idea that God is good.
当我们在看这个恳求和感恩这件事情上，我们有一个更好的理解。
We can trust him to answer prayers.
我们相信他会回答我们的祷告。
And when it seems like our prayers not answered, sometimes he may tell us in the future how is he's been answering them.
有时候，即使我们的祷告没有被回应的话，我们也知道他会将来会用他的方式来。
And other times we may never find out, but we must learn to have trust that he is still good.
有时候我们可能永远也找不到这个答案，但是我们还是要相信神，相信他是良善的，对我们好。
In fact, if you look at our nation's history, the whole holiday of Thanksgiving.
如果你们看看我们这个国家的这个历史，尤其关于感恩节的这个历史。
The first Thanksgiving was proclaimed after about half the pilgrims died.In the first winter, so the following fall was when the Thanksgiving was first proclaimed and celebrated.
第一个感恩节是这个清教徒他们来美国的，来美国之后，他们第一个冬天，他们没有这个食物，他们 survived 这个冬天。
It wasn't easy times that we say give thanks. It's in the difficult times that we need this command to rejoice and we need this command to give thanks.
真的是不容易，要遵守这个命令，要喜乐的这个命令。
When Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving proclaimed as a national holiday.
当亚伯拉罕林肯总统宣告这个感恩节是全国性的。
It was in the middle of the Civil War.
那是在美国内战时期中。
And this is what he writes.I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens.
我邀请我们全美国的公民包括在海上和在国外庆祝十一月最后一个星期四。
This proclamation
of awesome. 慈爱仁慈的天父感谢和赞美的一天。
This proclamation wasn't made when the nation was healed. This was in the middle of the Civil War.
他这个公告不是在这个国家和平的时候，而是在处内战当中。
And he reminds us that this is a benevolent God that we serve.
他提醒我们，这是一个神我们应该敬拜。
So now we see what Thanksgiving is, we see what supplication is in our prayers, and we see how that's the opposite of worry. Let's look at the result of Thanksgiving and petition.
我们呢刚才看到这个感恩，还有这个祷告，还有祈求，我们也知道怎么样跟我们的祷告结合在一起。
Okay, let's go to the next one.So the result of obedience by praying petitions and praying thanksgiving is the peace of God.
当我们祷告的时候，我们就心里也有平安。
This is exact opposite of worry.
这是和担心完全相反的。
Where we saw that when we're thankful to God, we rejoice in all situations because God is reason for thankfulness.
当我们感谢在神在所有的境况下都感谢神的时候，我们知道因为神是我们感谢的原因。
In prayer, we can trust God as a provider, therefore we can yield gently to others and be reasonable.
我们在祷告中我们也能感谢神，因为他让我们能够谦让心，而且愿意顺服他人。
Now this divine peace is something that we can have. It's a peace from God.
这种属灵的平安是来自于神的平安。
The psalmist in Psalm 18 writes while he's in great distress.
在诗篇的作者写了关于他在这个 危难中的一分一个经历。
He says, the course of death encompasses me, the turns of destruction assailed me, the course of Sheol, the grave entangled me, the snares of death confronted me.
曾有在诗篇的十八章四节中，大卫这么写道：曾有死亡的绳索缠绕我，肥内的激流使我惊惧，阴茎的绳索缠绕我，死亡的网罗临到我。
But what is great about this piece is that he has a peace of God, which he expressed earlier.
他在他心里，但是有一个平安。
It's a divine peace that, in the midst of distress, he understands from God.
在这所有的危难之中，他能够理解神给他的。
He had written, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, my thorn, horn of salvation, my stronghold."
大卫这么写道：耶和华是我的磐石，我的山寨，我的救主，我的神，我的磐石，我所投靠的。他是我的盾牌，是拯救我的脚，是我的高台。
So when Paul writes, "In the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and with your minds in Christ Jesus," this is the kind of peace that he's explaining.
这是一种这个超越我们可以理解的一种平安。
It's a peace that replaces worry.
这是一种可以代替担心的这种平安。
It's a peace that protects our hearts.
这是一个可以保守我们的心的平安。
As long as we're praying.
只要我们祷告,
as long as we're trusting God to provide,
只要我们相信神会提供,
as long as we keep our hearts looking backwards at His provision,
只要我们有一个感恩的心, 我们往后看的时候, 神会提供我们一切,
guard against attacks of the devil,
我们也会免于这个撒旦的袭击,
if we're praying, there's no room for worry,
如果我们祷告的话, 就没有空间
There's no room for selfish living, and we can then fulfill this command to rejoice. Let's go to the next slide, please. So, as we look at this whole section, we understand that the Lord is near. That's, as we said, that was a hinge verse. If we believe the Lord is near, this is what we can have.
所以如果我们相信主已经近了，这也是我们可以有
的。That the past events, when we know the Lord is near, we look at past events and receive it with thanksgiving.
所以我们看待过去的事情的时候，我们就有一颗感恩的心来接受。
We look at our present state and we can follow the commands to rejoice and be known for gentleness.
看到我们今天的情况，我们就会喜乐，然后存谦让的心和平安。
We're giving divine peace that replaces worry.
主灵的平安就会代替我们的担忧的心。
And our future outlook is expressed by trust in God.
未来我们把未来交给在神的手上，我们相信他。
By our prayers and petitions.
我们就不停的祷告。
However, if we do not believe the Lord is near,
但反过来，如果我们不相信神，
we will worry.
我们就会不停的担心。
We can't rejoice always. We might be able to rejoice sometimes. We can't rejoice always.
我们可能有时候会喜乐，但是我们不会。
And we'll be pitied because we feel like we had to grab on to everything that we can have.
我们会感到很可怜，因为有时候我们觉得很多事情我们处理不过来。
So the answer to worry.
所以对这个担心的回答是。
And the obedience to rejoicing is this: to know that the Lord is near.
所以是顺服，而且知道神近了。
So this was my experience at 3 a.m. when I woke up.
这是我的经验，在早上三点钟的时候醒来。
After being a little bit groggy, she's like, "Why can't you just go to sleep?"
Tiffany 告诉我说，为什么你们马上就回去睡觉呢？
She gave me this verse and reminded me to pray.
她提醒我去祷告。
To be thankful.
感谢。
To be thankful that we even have joy.
感谢我们可以有。Joy.
But even if she does have cerebral palsy, we're thankful for God for her.
即使她有这个脑瘫这个问题的话，我们也会感谢神，因为有她。
God is the giver of life.
神是给予生命的神。
And he controls the future.
他控制了将来的一切。
Beyond this the miracle of physical life, he gives us eternal life for those who believe in him.
他不光给我们今生的生命，而且他给我们一个永远的生命。
This is our true joy and our true hope.
这是我们真正的喜乐和我们的希望所在。
No matter how difficult life may be, if we had to deal with cerebral palsy or her life, we had this hope in the cross.
不管生活有多么困难，我们要处理各种各样的这些问题，我们还是有希望，在将来有希望。
Furthermore, we pray to God, we make petitions to God.
因为我们可以向神祷告，我们可以向他恳求。
That she would not have cerebral palsy.
希望她不会有这个脑瘫的问题。
But God would also give us grace and wisdom to deal with it if she does.
神同样也会给我们这个智慧，给我们能力去处理这些问题，即使她有的话。
At the time that it shows up.
当资金来的时候。
Right now, it seems like God has answered a prayer. As you can tell, she's walking. Everything seems fine.
现在看来神是回答了我们的祷告，因为看来这个救恩救到目前为止一切很正常。
But the truth is that the peace of God didn't come with the result of physical. It was going to physical therapy, and the therapist says that she's okay.
但是这个平安并不是来自于我们这个去物理治疗师说他一切的平安。
Worry is replaced with the peace of God when we learn to trust God.
这个我们当我们学习相信神的时候，我们就会用喜乐的心来代替我们的忧虑和。
Worry was replaced with peace when I acknowledged through thanksgiving that God is good and He cares for us.
当我们感谢神，知道神良善的时候，我们就会。用喜乐去代替担心。
And I'm sure as parents in the years to come, there'll be much more worrying to do.
我相信作为父母，将来的时候还会有各种各样的担心。
But one of our prayers is that we continue thanksgiving.
但我们会继续存感恩的心。
We continue expressing prayers of trust and petition.
我们继续向神祈求。
And God will replace peace with or worry with peace.
神会用这个平安代替我们的担心。
So this is, I think this is why, when we look back, I think this is why Thanksgiving is so important to us.
这是为什么当我们往回看的时候，这个感恩对我们如此重要。
We celebrated a few days ago, but something we need to do year round.
一些我们刚刚庆祝的这个感恩节这个星期，这其实是我们应该每一年到头都应该做的事情。
When we cease to give thanks,
当我们停止感谢的时候，
we forget that God is good.
我们忘了神是良善。
When we don't realize God is good, we feel powerless because we are.
当我们没有意识到神是良善的时候，我们就觉得自己很无力。
We tend to grab onto every possible thing. We become petty. We become selfish.
我们就会抓住一些我们能够抓住的东西，希望我们就变得比较自私。
And ultimately, we lose joy.
最终我们失掉了我们的这个喜乐。
And this is why the Bible so often calls us to thank God.
这是为什么在圣经中经常要我们感谢神。
To thank God and to praise God, to be reminded of His good works and to be reminded of His faithfulness.
要感谢神，祷要提醒我们神对我们的好处。Okay.
We're going to close with a prayer from 1 Chronicles 16. Go forward to one more. I will read it in English, and then Jerry can read it in Chinese.
Okay.
And we'll close it with this prayer.
我要即将结束我这个信息，用Chronicles 16节的这一段来。
This is a prayer from David.
这是大卫的一段祷告。
O give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the peoples. Sing to Him, sing praises to Him. Tell of all His wondrous works. Glory in His holy name, that the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Seek the Lord and all His strength. Seek His presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that He has done, His miracles and judgments He uttered.8-12.
你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌颂，传扬他一些奇妙的作为， 要以他的圣名夸耀，寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜，要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的命，他仆人以色列的后裔，他所警醒雅各的子孙呢。
Verse 4, He is the Lord our God, His judgments are in all the earth. Remember His covenant forever, the word that He commanded for a thousand generations. Next page.
他是耶和华我们的神，全地都是他的判断，你们要纪念他的约，直到永远，他所吩咐的话，直到清淡。
Sing to the Lord all the earth, tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, for He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before Him, strength and joy are in His place.
全地都要向耶和华歌唱，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美，他在万神之上，当受敬畏。外邦的神都属虚有，唯独耶和华创造诸天，有尊荣和威严在他面前，有能力和喜乐在他圣所。
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever.
应当称谢耶和华，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。